Things in a good morning routine. First of all, what do you need to set yourself up for success? What do you need in a good morning routine? Does it need to have red light? Does it need to have the cold plunge? Does it need to have mushroom coffee? Does it need to have a gourmet breakfast? No, it doesn't. It needs to have whatever you need to be successful.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
So let's talk about morning routines for healthy, happy hormones. So we're going to talk about my morning routine, which honestly changes every 5 to 6-ish months because whatever I'm doing or whatever season of life I'm in, I change my morning routine so it can be adaptable. So right now I'm with you all. It's still morning. It's 10:50 a.m. and I am on my first, I already had a lot of water today, but my first like official Brewmate jug, which you guys, I love Brewmate so much. They're a water cooler, tumbler, something or other. I don't know what to call them. They have sippy cups for kids. They have massive, Seb calls these my water jugs. They have medium ones. They have coffee cups. They have whatever. These are my favorite thing ever. I wish they would sponsor me because I love them so much. I talk about them so much because they're amazing. But let me tell you why I love them. They have a lock so you can like spin. Well, first of all, it's 40 ounces, so it's massive. It's stainless steel straw, and it's got like a silicone top. So it's like nice to drink out of. But on top of, and it fits, it like narrows at the bottom. So it fits into my cup holder in my car. Like there's so many wins about this. And it has a lock. So my kids knock everything over. So I put all of the things that I want to put into my Brewmate and then I spin it and I lock it and then I can shake it. I can dump it over. Nothing comes out. My kids knock it out. Knock it over, nothing comes out. And then you just spin it and you drink. It's great. Can't recommend it enough. I got miniature ones for my kids for Christmas. Not miniature. They're like 12 ounces, I think. Because they always steal mine. I was like, maybe they'll stop stealing mine if they can have their own. But what I have in there is so I always fill up multiple ones of these throughout the day. This is how I keep track of my water. And I have what is called Minerals and Chill in there, which is a version of an adrenal cocktail. It's by somebody called Health Illy, literally Health Illy, I-L-L-I-E. If you just look up Minerals and Chill by Health Illy, you'll find it. It has your adrenal support, so vitamin C, potassium, sodium. It also has some magnesium in there as well. So, which is where the chill parts of it comes from. And that is my first Brewmate of the day has it in there. So that is what I'm sipping on right now. So you can all listen to me swallow. No, I'm just kidding. That's disgusting. But the reason why I say that is I need to have this done before I eat lunch. That's always my goal. And then I move on to my second one of the day. And that gives me 80 ounces of water. And then I have a tea that I drink, which is about 30. And then I have like the water that I take with my supplements and everything. And I'm well over 120 ounces of water, which is what I aim for when I'm pregnant. So anyways, let's talk about my morning routine. Now, my morning routine is going to be indicative of the fact right now that I have two kids. None of which are in school because Landon's 4. Well, by the time you listen to this, he'll be 5, but just turned 5. And I'm pregnant with baby number 3, little Roman. So that's what my morning routine is based around. If I was single, and didn't have kids, it'd be very different. Okay. So let's just preface it there. So things in a good morning routine. First of all, what do you need to set yourself up for success? What do you need in a good morning routine? Does it need to have red light? Does it need to have the cold plunge? Does it need to have mushroom coffee? Does it need to have a gourmet breakfast? Does it? No, it doesn't. It needs to have whatever you need to be successful. So these are the things that I look for. Number one, does it set my nervous system up well for the day? And by that, I mean, like, am I starting my day frazzled or am I starting my day calm, cool, and collected and energetic? Okay. So it has to set my nervous system up well for the day. And then number two, it has to set my energy, my body, my all of my health up well for the day. So like my breakfast, your food, your nutrition, what you're intaking needs to be set up really well. And then lastly, does it just give you a win? Like, does your morning routine give you a win to set up to start your day? That's my check mark. Those are the things that I look for in a morning routine. It's not, did I do every biohack in the world? Did I do all of those things? It's those three things. Because if my nervous system isn't set up, if my nutrition isn't set up, and if I didn't give myself a win, I feel like I'm starting my day from behind. I feel like I'm starting my day frazzled. I feel like I'm not setting myself up for success. And so those are the three categories that I'm looking to check mark in a successful morning routine. And my morning routine is habit stacked. Now, you can thank Lauren, who is helps me out with all the social media things in editing. She made me film my morning routine. I was like, you do realize that I'm going to look like a gremlin because I just rolled out of bed. I don't turn the lights on in my house. I just have red light. So it's not going to look pretty. I have my hair up in a messy bun. It's probably half falling out. My kids are going to be going, mom, mom, mom. But she made me film it anyway. So we are going to post that on Instagram if you want to see it played out. It did take me about 7 days to film it because I just did it in spurts. So I did like part of my morning routine and then the next day I did the next part. Because if, I don't know, but if you film something, it adds on so much time. And I don't have that much time in the morning. So I didn't have time to film it all on Monday. Anyways, so this is what my morning routine looks like. Step one, we get up. I actually press snooze. I know that everybody says, probably every sleep expert under the sun says never to press snooze, just jump right out of bed. I press snooze. And I'll tell you why I press snooze. My alarm goes off. I press snooze. I roll over and I contemplate my life. So my snooze is about 9 minutes and I just sit there and try to go, okay, what is today? What's going on? What do I have to do today? What did I put on my list for last night? Like I just kind of use the snooze time, not really to fall back asleep. I use it to just kind of contemplate what the day is, what's going on, what do I need to do? And then what I'll do is I basically will get up the next time it goes off. But I just use that time to refocus and really make sure like, okay, we're on a game plan. We know what's going on, all that. So then I get up. I go over and I have a glass of water that sits on my dresser and I use it if I have to get up in the middle of the night because my kids go, mom, or if I have to pee because I'm pregnant. I always drink water. It's just a thing. Anyways, so if there's typically a decent amount left, I take my binder that I am taking right now and I drink the rest of that water. So I don't know. Sometimes it's 10 ounces. Sometimes it's 15 ounces. It just depends on how much is left. I drink it. And then I go and I oil pull. So this is the category that I would call giving myself a win. Okay. Because I am doing some things that I need to do for my health right now. And I'm getting them checked off first thing in the morning. And I'm just like, yes, I did it. I gave myself a good win and started my day off ahead. So took my binder. I go into oil pull. So I just used coconut oil. The reason why I'm very on this even more than normal is when I'm pregnant, it's so easy for my dental health, for my teeth to get so many cavities. Baby just goes, let me take all your calcium and all your minerals and just suck them out of you. So I oil pull to prevent that. So I find that incredibly helpful. It also makes your breath smell amazing. Like, I'm actually not being sarcastic. It completely gets rid of bad breath. Not just after you do it, but like you'll wake up and you won't have bad breath. Anyways, and it makes your teeth whiter. So all these ones. So I oil pull. And while I'm oil pulling, because I do this about 10-ish minutes, 10, maybe 15, probably 10. So I put the oil in, start oil pulling, and then I do dry brushing. So I always start with like lymphatic openers. So like, I feel like we need a whole video on what lymphatic openers are. That's probably not the video for it. I do lymphatic openers and then I dry brush and then I lather up my belly in oil. And I do this for obviously prevention of stretch marks. And because your stomach's skin is stretching. And if it's dry, it itches. Beef organs are truly like nature's multivitamin, but I'm with you. Kind of think they're gross. I still am a little grossed out by them. And yet I know I need them. Okay. And I use Paleo Valley Organ Complex because it's encapsulated and I don't have to taste it. And it does an amazing job. So I am not new to beef organs. I've used beef organs before I came across Paleo Valley. And I noticed one distinct difference. I know I've told you this, but I'm going to tell you again. I took these. I used to be able to take the other beef organs whenever. And I took these Paleo Valley ones in the afternoon, probably around 2-3 p.m. I had such a hard time sleeping and I couldn't figure out why. And then I put two and two together that I had started these. That's how much of a difference I noticed in my energy. So I take them in the morning now and I have absolutely no issue with it. But what a game changer. Like if you notice that distinct of a difference, what a game changer in quality. Their beef organ complex has grass-fed beef liver, heart, and kidney. So these are really high in CoQ10. They're really high in B vitamins. And kidney actually is going to naturally help with digestion. So what is not to love about this? So I actually pair it with the essential C complex because vitamin C helps you utilize iron better. So I combine both of these, especially for support in pregnancy. I love them. They're my go-tos. I literally have this on subscription with the beef organs because I don't want to run out. Like I can't run out of those. So I highly recommend if you are using beef organs or you've been looking into them, but you're kind of grossed out by the taste, definitely give Paleo Valley Beef Organs a shot. I love them and I will keep using them. They work so well. If you notice that much of a difference in your energy, and I've had multiple people tell me the exact same thing after a week, they're like, oh, there's a difference in my energy. Go for it. It's nature's multivitamin. Just go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can just use the coupon code Leah at checkout to save 15%. That's PaleoValley. And the coupon code is LEAH. So dry brush, lather up in oil. And while I let the oil dry, I'm still oil pulling. I go and get my journal and I have a massive red light. I got it a year and a half ago now. It's like a full body panel. I mean, is it full body? I mean, it pretty much is. It covers most of my body. Anyway, I have it. I set it up against the wall. I turn it on and I sit on the ground and I face my back to it and I do my journaling. This is probably 5 minutes. So I oil pull for about, yeah, my morning routine, all in all, let me tell you, from when it starts to when I am downstairs to eat breakfast is a half an hour. Does it? It's not long. So I sit and I journal. And so if you have the journal prompts from that I use with my clients, I don't know if you are able to buy those separately. I feel like maybe they are all included for like all my clients. That's what I follow. And so typically I have my statements and then you go through what you're grateful for. And then I go through like whatever's on my mind maybe that needs to be disgust on paper. And then I go and spit out the coconut oil and I brush my teeth. I use Walnut's toothpaste. You guys know that. Bamboo toothbrush. I don't know if you care about that, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. Walnut's toothpaste. Love it. I use the peppermint one. I think you guys know this, but if you go to wellness, wellness.com/Leah, LEAH, you can save. You have to go through that link, but you can save up to 20% on your toothpaste. So I do that. And then I come back to the red light and I actually set a timer for 12 minutes and I sit in silence. And I don't like have a visualization. I don't have anything like that. I just sit in silence because there's so much going on in my life. There's so much noise with kids, with all of that. And so this is what I do to set my nervous system up for success. I do the journaling and then I sit in silence. Why 12 minutes? Because that's my max point right now. Before my max point, before I would get all jittery and not be able to like sit and do this would be like 2. So we've expanded. We've gotten to 12. So we sit there in silence for 12 minutes. I just quiet my mind. So whether that's I sit and I like tap my fingers because my mind is racing, or I just listen to the hum of the red light, like whatever it is, I just sit in silence for 12 minutes and quiet everything. And then this is the part that's like a little, it changes. Sometimes I will do some like hip opener stretches. Sometimes I'll do some pelvic floor breathing. I'm talking like 4 minutes, like 3-4 minutes tops. I just kind of pick whichever one I'm feeling for the day. Okay, we need some more pelvic floor support here, or hey, we need some more nervous system regulation, so we're going to do some hip openers. It's good for your cortisol. And then I get dressed and I will get dressed for a workout or get dressed for a work day. And by that, I mean 2 days a week. We have a babysitter that comes so I can do this. I can record these podcasts. So if it's one of those days, I get dressed. If it's not one of those days, I typically dress for a workout. And do my skincare, which is also a nervous system. I just love it. I just think it's so calming and relaxing. And then I go downstairs. Okay. And that is done in a half an hour. And the reason why I know that, 33 minutes is that my alarm goes off. And after I'm up at like 7:23, which is about the same time one of my kids gets up. And he goes downstairs with his dad. And then I am downstairs literally by like 7:57. I don't know why I know those exact numbers, probably because I look at my phone as I go down, but those are literally the exact number. So it does not take long. Your morning routine doesn't have to be 25 million hours. It doesn't have to be that. Okay. So I go downstairs and then at that point, sometimes my husband has to leave for work. Sometimes he doesn't, but then that's also when I take over like kids. So I have that time from when I first wake up to when I come downstairs, unless my husband has to leave for work like way earlier for whatever reason, he will take the kids if they wake up, which is really awesome. So I come downstairs and again, did I remind you that like I'm pregnant right now? So my baby is not like in my arms. I can tell you that this morning routine will vastly change as soon as Roman is here. So I go downstairs and I start making breakfast. And I would say that 99.9999999% of the time, my breakfast is the exact same. Sometimes I randomly rotate through another food, but I almost always have eggs. I love eggs, eggs and chicken sausage. And I typically eat a pepper while I'm doing that. That's my fiber and my vitamin C. I eat a pepper and then my carb will change for this. Sometimes I will have some sourdough bread. Sometimes I'll have some, I think it's called Dave Killer's seed bread. Sometimes I'll have that. And sometimes I just have fruit. It just depends on what we're feeling for the day. But that is 99.9% of the time my breakfast. So while I'm making that, I'm also typically making the boys' breakfast. And there's changes, I would say, a lot of times, but you know, right now they're on a protein oatmeal kick. So we typically do like, 1-degree oats or Seven Sundays oats, and we add some nut butter, we add some protein powder. Sometimes they add some fruit on top. Sometimes they add, that's pretty much it. They would add fruit on top. Yeah. So I make that. We all eat. I try to get them to eat. They are pretty good eaters. They just have to be like, take a bite, you know, the typical things. And then I don't even know if you, I don't, at this point I was like, okay, it's not really my morning routine anymore, but it's still like the morning. And then after that, I move on to supplements. Now this just depends. So like sometimes my kids have gone outside by this point. Sometimes they're inside. Sometimes if for some reason I got up a lot earlier, maybe they're still sleeping. Like they typically get up between 7:30 and 8, which is awesome. I love it. So if I'm up earlier than that, obviously they'll still be sleeping by the time I get to this point. I take my supplements. You guys already know what I take. And then I make my coffee. And I got an espresso machine not that long ago, maybe like 3 months ago, three and a half months ago. And I cannot tell you how much I love it. I love it so much. It's amazing. And so I'll make my coffee. I put mushrooms in my coffee. I love using the three mushroom blend from Aversio. So it's like focus, energy, immune support. You guys know that Aversio Wellness, you can always use my code Leah to save 15%. I use that. And then I've been like dabbling and making my own coffee syrups. And I know you're like, oh, I can't believe you do that. Well, guess what? When you make your own, you know what goes in them. And then you can also gauge the amount. So I have tested mine multiple times with a continuous glucose monitor to make sure that sugar content is very, very low and my blood sugar stays stable. We're not, you know, causing any crazy things. Cause again, we're setting our nervous system up for success here. So I drink my coffee and read my Kindle or read my book. And my kiddos will read a book next to me. They'll play toys. They'll try and jump on me and I'll tell them, no, this is mom's time to drink her coffee. I'll have to take my kids to the potty like a million times because one of them's potty training. And then that's kind of like the cutoff of like everything changes after that. So if it's like a work day, then, you know, I will go to work down in the basement. I don't go very far. If it's a day when I'm not working, that's when I'll start doing my workout. And all of these things get interrupted so many times because it's like, oh, like Landon wants to do a piano lesson. Oh, they have questions about this book they're reading. Oh, they want me to get the Legos out so they can play with them. Oh, like I need to clean the kitchen. You know, like all of those things get stuck in there, but that's generally what that routine looks like. And the only day it really changes is probably Sunday. But that is 6 out of 7 days of the week, my routine. And if I have to be somewhere super early in the morning, I still have aspects of it. I'll just either cut things a lot shorter. The one thing I will say I typically cut out if I have to, in terms of like the other day, I had to be somewhere at 7:30. So I had to leave at 6:30. And I was not getting up at 4:30. So I cut out silence. I did cut that one out. Sorry. Sorry, brain. But I kept the other aspects. So, you know, it's just, and that was a one day thing. And then I went right back in the next day. So I think when you're looking at your morning routine, it's really important for you to think like, what does my morning routine need? Not what does somebody else's morning routine need? You know, because we'll look at other people's morning routine and we'll try and emulate it. And I hope that that gave you some ideas. The main thing that I hope it gave you is that it doesn't have to be long. I think 30 minutes from when I get up to when I am downstairs, like skincare done, dressed, is relatively quite fast to do all of that. And I don't think that you just need to sit there and spend 20 hours journaling or whatever. It doesn't have to be super long. I highly recommend making sure your morning routine doesn't include your phone. Okay. And I highly recommend checking off those three boxes. Like for me, it's like setting my nervous system up for success, giving myself a win and then setting my body and energy up for success is really important, you know, because then I know that I'm going to show up with more energy. I'm going to show up as a nicer person. I can show up for my clients. I can show up for my kids. I can show up for my husband in the way that I need to and the way that I want to. Okay. So when you're crafting your morning routine, I highly recommend it not just be roll out of bed and head to work, because you aren't setting yourself up for success. Even if it's just 5-10 minutes that you're adding in to really set that up well. Maybe it's the night before you are prepping your breakfast. I've done that. I've done like overnight oats. I've made egg muffins. Literally, they're eggs. They're just cooked in a muffin tin. So I can grab and go. Like, set yourself up for success depending on what your schedule is. Like, just sit down and be like, what do I need? Not necessarily, what do I want? What is my dreamy, most amazing morning routine? Because sometimes, yeah, in an ideal world, I would like my morning routine to be 3 hours, but I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. So it's not going to be 3 hours. It's going to be half an hour for right now. And it is what it is, because I need all of that sleep right now while I'm pregnant. And that's fine. And I'm okay with that. Okay. So what does your morning routine need? And then like work backwards into what's feasible. What can you add in? What can you habit stack? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So I hope that was somewhat mildly entertaining, but I hope that it gave you some ideas. And I hope it changed the narrative that like your morning routine doesn't have to be hours and hours and hours and hours and hours long. Okay. It could be a half an hour and you could nail everything. And also a lot of my morning routine involves my kids. So it's not as... You know, it used to be all me because I would get up at 5 a.m. But right now when I'm pregnant, I need to sleep a little bit more. So it involves my kids. My kids are there when I drink my coffee. My kids are there when I like do my fun, joy-filled exercise, like reading a fiction book. It's fine. You know, it is what it is. So make sure your morning routine adapts to what your life actually needs in this moment.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.